USA News. I'm Jerry Barnes. Hillary is the first tropical storm to hit California in more than 80 years. The National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rom says that isn't good for residents.
They're probably unfamiliar with this type of threat and just how dangerous water can be.
An evacuation order was given for people on Catalina Island. Mayor Annie Marshall, though, is staying put.
Well, I bought a six-pack of water because I have Brita, so I can, you know, the water's not a problem. And I have food, so we're fine. We're fine. A bunch of us girls are going to get together and play cards and dice games.
The storm is expected to unleash a year's worth of rain on Southern California by early in the week. Officials warn that sustained power outages are possible in Southern California. Former Vice President Mike Pence hopes Donald Trump will reconsider and participate in the first GOP debate on Wednesday. He told ABC's This Week voters need to understand their contrasts.
You know, my differences with the former president go far beyond that tragic day in January 2.5 years ago.
Pence thinks all eligible candidates should be on the debate stage. The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency says there are numerous possible reasons why so many are still unaccounted for from the Maui wildfires. Deanne Criswell said on CNN's State of the Union that other agencies, including the FBI, Department of Defense, and Department of Health and Human Services, have been brought in to help account for the missing.
To help identify and also reunify people that may be in shelters, may have gone somewhere else, making sure that we can work together to identify who is still unaccounted for, where people are.
She said 78% of the search has been completed. Spain defeated England 1-0 on Sunday for the Women's World Cup title from Australia. This is USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
There's an investigation by police after an Ohio State University student was shot.
It was Friday evening when police say a wrestler at Ohio State University was shot as part of a robbery on North High Street in the University District. Sammy Sasso is a 2-time Big Ten champion and a 2-time NCAA runner-up. He was taken to Wexner Medical Center in serious condition and is expected to recover. No word yet on any suspect information. I'm Sandy Collins.
A new poll reveals how people across the country view the economy.
Americans apparently not feeling good about their finances. Voters bashing Bidenomics. A new Fox News poll shows 52% of registered voters say the president has made the economy worse. The survey also asking Republicans the most important issue facing the country right now. The economy, number one, coming in at 48%, followed by immigration, crime, and election integrity. I'm Laura Winters.
Barbie has been ousted atop the box office after 4 weeks. Blue Beetle has dethroned Barbie in North American theaters with $25.5 million, while Greta Gerwig's film was second with $21.5 million. Less than a month after his debut with Inter Miami, Lionel Messi has brought home a trophy. The World Cup MVP scored the opening goal on the road against Nashville Saturday in a match that went to an 11-round penalty shootout. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're churning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects